No one's partying at the big banks today. In fact, CEOs are waiving their 2008 bonuses. Businessweek senior writer Nanette Burns is wondering why they're eligible for bonuses at all.
Thanks, but no thanks. That's what executives at Bank of America, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and Merrill Lynch, among others, have said to bonuses in recent weeks. But what are these bonuses for? Unprecedented risk-taking? Missteps? And destruction of shareholder value? Bankers aren't the only ones with bizarre pay. The small Seattle biotech company Cell Therapeutics lost almost all of its stock value last year, but its top brass received bonuses, including nearly $500,000 for the CEO. Clearly, shareholder return was not the only measure used to calculate his reward. Last year, home builder Toll Brothers got into hot water also, over a $17.5 million bonus for its CEO. Wasn't 2008 one of the worst years for construction in generations? Bankers have learned something from the auto industry. CEOs from Detroit got into hot water for their private jets while asking for a taxpayer-funded bailout. Billions in taxpayer assistance shouldn't come with a $1 million CEO bonus for a chaser. But public relations aside, what about real pay reform? Among the banks, only UBS is going beyond smaller bonuses. It's completely overhauling executive pay plans. Top managers there won't get bonuses for at least 3 years. At the end of that period, if the company is doing well, they'll get the extra cash. And UBS is paying its chairman just a fixed salary. He's not eligible for a bonus. A sharp rethinking of pay packages is in order across all industry. Boards of directors need to watch what kind of risks they're paying executives to take. And payouts over 3 to 5 years, like the UBS plan, make sense. They'll make sure managers have to eat their own cooking. Companies need to act now. Investors are clamoring for executives to give back bonuses they've already received. After all, if Bernie Madoff's unwitting investors have to give back their ill-gotten gains, why shouldn't executives have to return money they didn't deserve in the first place?
Nanette Burns is a senior writer for Business Week.